My name is Rachel Laskowski. I'm Oberlin class of 2012. And my major is art history. In Pompeo Bottoni's Portrait of John Lord Wodehouse, one sees a lavishly dressed young man posing casually in front of an antique Roman crater or vase in the countryside. The silken quality to his suit, lacy cuffs trimmed with golden braids, soft feminine hands, and visible hilt of his sword at his lower left proper hip, all seem to indicate that this young man has an aristocratic background, although there are not enough clues to make apparent his exact societal role. The scenery and use of the vase as a prop serve as an indicator that this portrait may have been a souvenir of the young man's trip on what was known as the Grand Tour. The Grand Tour was a traditional rite of passage for young aristocratic Europeans. While on the tour, these visitors, who had nearly unlimited funds with them, would collect art, perfect their language skills, marvel at ruins and commission paintings while taking in as much culture as possible, often staying for months to years at a time. Although we do not know exactly how Bottoni would have worked, some have speculated that he followed a similar procedure for many of his portraits. First, he would have the patron sit for a painting of the face. Later, he would use body models to pose for the rest of the portrait, so the patron would not have to sit through the whole process. Finally, he would invent scenery and choose props, such as the vase in the Wodehouse portrait. Bottoni handled many commissions for portraits of these visitors next to antiquities and ruins. They would take the portraits back with them, sometimes as confirmation that they had fulfilled their duties as men and women of status. Bottoni was known as the premier portrait painter in Rome and handled many requests from people all over the continent, although it is interesting to note that a good deal of his patrons were in fact British, Wodehouse being no exception. Cleverly, Bottoni had contacts with several of the British guides that accompanied these young visitors on tours, and had a successful and plentiful client pool because of these connections. Taking into account the portraits that are known to exist, it is likely that Bottoni handled close to 300 portraits, possibly more. With portraiture becoming extremely popular, he faced steep competition, and his work was rarely seen outside the context of private homes and collections. This made it difficult for people unaware of his reputation in the field to appreciate his skill and approach him with commissions for portraits.